When the sun drips down, bedding heavy behind the front of your dress, all shadowy lined, and the droning engine throbs in time with your beating heart. In time with your beating heart. When the sun drips down, bedding heavy behind the front of your dress, all shadowy lined, and the droning engine throbs in time with your beating heart. Sing,
hello, hello. You're listening to 91.5 WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. Thanks for tuning in. This is usually the Socialist Alternative Radio Hour hosted by Jeff, but I'm filling in for him today because I believe he had a graduation event to attend. My name is James, and I will be with you for the next 57 and a half minutes. Hope you like the 80s, because that's where we're going to live for the next 57 minutes. This song, wow, it's by Duran Duran, but my mind just blanked on what it's called. The Chauffeur, one of my favorite Duran Duran songs. Also, just like one of the best intro songs to an album. Some might not like it because it's kind of long, but I mean, it's just so creepy. I love it. It's a beautiful day in Somerville, Medford right now. It's graduation week, which is always fun. I thought it would be fun to discuss some of the notable graduates of Tufts University. But I'm not going to do it. I'm just kidding. I am. Pierre, for your information, Pierre Omidyar, the founder of eBay, went to Tufts. Meredith Vieira, popular news anchor, went to Tufts. Tracy Chapman, talented songwriter, went to Tufts. Pete Gallagher, actor, Hank Azaria, Jessica Biel, Jonathan and Steve Tisch. This is a very successful graduating class. Yeah, there's some powerful lobbyists coming out of Tufts. Dan Patrick. Scott Brown. Wow. Jeez, they rise high. Rain Wilson. William Hurt. And my favorite graduate of Tufts University, Guster. The three Guster boys went here. And that's one of my favorite bands. It's great school. They seem to have a very well-rounded program where, you know, they're supporting arts and they're also supporting political lobbyists. So that's great. Well-rounded class. I extend my furthest congratulations to the graduating class of 2017. I thank everyone who is tuned in right now, and I wish them all the best on their future endeavors. But in the meantime, I wish them the best on this lovely Sunday. Enjoy yourselves, guys, and keep it here on 91.5 Tufts, WMFO, Medford.
Back this
starts. You switch the engine on. Reset controls for the heart of the sun. One of the ways we show our age. And if the sun comes up, if the sun comes up, and if the sun comes up, I don't still know what to stagger home. But it's the memory of our betters that's keeping us on our feet.
Just smile and say hello.
Hello, hello. You are listening to 91.5 Tufts WMFO Medford. It is graduation day in Somerville here. The sun is out. It is a beautiful Sunday afternoon. And I have just been joined by a very special guest, my good friend, Matthew. How's it going today, Matt?
Very good, James. Very nice to be here again.
Nice to get you back in here.
Yeah, I know. And on such a beautiful day, too.
Beautiful day.
Yeah, I mean, the month of May, it's a beautiful day.
Oh, it's in full swing.
And
we've got the birds chirping, we've got the leaves blowing.
Yeah, and we've got a nice Celtics loss to look forward to tonight.
Oh, God, you reminded me.
Yeah.
Oh, my God, wow. I completely forgot. I mean, we do have you usually on as a sports correspondent. How did you feel about the game on Friday?
Were
you surprised?
I wasn't surprised. I mean, if we're using Vegas odds, and they're usually pretty good, you know, those guys making the odds are pretty good with sports. So, but coming in only as a 6.5 favorite were the Cavaliers, and it's like, Jim, you could have mortgaged your house on that. That wasn't even, I don't think they were, I think they were down 6.5 before the game even started. And yes, this series is Cavs in three, basically. I mean, I think going into Cavs in three. And
does that mean that they'll win in three games instead of four?
Just cancel the last one. It's Cavs in three. So tonight, you know, they're back in Cleveland. I believe it's called the Quicken Loans Arena in Cleveland,
not
Ohio.
Not optimistic.
No, but we all can be happy. The Nashville Predators, they won game five. They're up 3-2 now, one game away from the Stanley Cup. The Anaheim Ducks trailing 3-2. We will, and then in the other series, we have the Penguins and Senators 2-2 game five tonight. If you're asking for my pick, I am going to go with the animals that slide on ice and live in Antarctica. That would be the Pittsburgh Penguins.
Wow. All right. Well, I actually wanted to talk to you about this because you and I took a trip to Nashville, Country Music City. We actually have a radio show staled that was just supposed to focus on Nashville music, which I never used. I'll have to do it some other time.
Yeah. I think it was multiple snow days that got in the way there.
Yeah,
yeah.
I think there were.
Yeah.
But so we've been following this Nashville Predators run, and I thought of it the other day because I spoke with my barber, actually, who I always kind of talk sports with.
Yeah.
And I brought up the Nashville Predators run, and he was like, "Are you joking right now?" He made fun of me for liking the Nashville Predators.
Well, yeah. I'm
a Boston fan first and foremost, but is there any shame in wanting an underdog to win?
Yeah, I mean, you have to ask him. I mean, yeah, the Bruins are out. So did he have another team that he liked in this run that you should be cheering for?
No, he was just Bruins out, I'm out.
So, yeah. Well, yeah, I mean, I think in cases like this, you know, when your team gets out, like the Celtics will in about a couple days, you're going to have to pick either the Warriors or Cavs to, like, going forward. You know,
that's an interesting point because, let me tell you this, don't like the Warriors, don't like the Cavs, didn't want either team to win, but after watching the first two games of the Cavs-Celtics series, I hate LeBron so much that I will be rooting for the Golden State Warriors in this series.
Yeah.
I'll as soon as they win, I will be disappointed. Like, I'll be like, oh, why did I root for them? But you know what? I don't want to see LeBron win two in a row. I don't like LeBron.
Yeah.
I think he's a little arrogant. And I hope that Steph Curry and the boys teach him a lesson.
Yeah.
Give him a few go-arounds.
And I will
hope Kevin Durant gets a little physical with him.
Yeah. I will say this, too. This is going to be their third meeting in 3 years. And I actually kind of enjoyed the summer of 2015 better than the summer of 2016. Slightly. And I think that one of the reasons for that was the Warriors started off the summer of 15 with a nice win. And then we had to put up with a Cavaliers win last summer. And that put a damper a little bit on
LeBron,
the summer.
LeBron, he doesn't need two in a row. Doesn't need two in a row. He's got enough confidence.
Yeah.
He needs to be cut down a little bit.
Yeah.
And plus, there's an X factor of this year's matchup, and is that they have Kevin Durant, who I feel like will be a much more formidable defensive player against LeBron, right? And also a formidable offensive player.
Yeah. I mean, the other thing is, too, I mean, you got to feel a little bit for Cleveland as a city. Battle of two great American cities here, Oakland and Cleveland, by the way.
Two often forgotten cities.
Yeah, I would say often forgotten in all aspects of life.
Yeah.
I don't think the government knows they're there either. And But yeah,
I mean, hey, you know, I think the one of the great things about sports for cities like that is that they kind of do tend to do great things for them.
Yeah.
I think that the Cavaliers have done a lot of good things for Cleveland.
Yeah.
And, you know, and now the Indians are starting to have their time.
Yeah,
and,
yeah.
And, you know, Oakland is a great example, too, because, forget, I mean, even just the Raiders. Oakland is a city with real deep roots.
Yeah,
and,
right, right.
You know, they deserve a lot of national attention. It's a, it's a, it's a cool place. So it's cool that the Golden State Warriors kind of do their thing. They're not really in Oakland, but...
Yeah, yeah. I think they're really building... I think that area is basically the... You know, they're in the Somerville area. They've
drawing a comparison between Somerville and the city of Somerville and Oakland?
You know, you could put your Somervilles, you could put your...
I'm tired of people comparing Somerville to other places. Somerville is Somerville, Brooklyn's Brooklyn, Oakland's Oakland.
Yeah.
Listen, don't try and draw lines between these things. Everybody's developed their own culture. Somerville's got deep roots. It's not just a ho-hum, throw a few startup companies in there and a few coffee shops and call it a cool neighborhood. Somerville's
a legit
artistic bed of creativity and weirdness and fun and business and cool stuff.
Yeah. And you have to say, you have to give it credit. The Pilgrims, you know, settled it, you know, before... You know, in a time when there was a good majority of people and they probably didn't even know the world was even around. So, you know.
All right. Well, on that note, I think it's time to get back to the music for a little while. How are you enjoying the 80s playlist today?
I like it. Will we hear?
Hold your tongue, because I have a very special song coming up for you next. This is a Matt favorite. It's a little song by Tears for Fears, and it's called... You say it.
It's called Jimmy,
he's a little choked up. It's one of his favorite songs. It's by Tears for Fears. It's called Everybody Wants to Rule the World.
And how could I forget that? Everybody does want to rule
right
the world.
About now on Tufts Freeform Radio. 91.5 WMFO Medford. Keep it here.
Yeah.
Yo. You're listening to 91.5 WMFO Medford. Thanks for tuning in. It's been a lovely ride. It's been a lot of fun. I played a lot of music today. You know, I've been here for almost 2 hours now, and I feel it. Ready to get back out into that sunlight for sure. But I appreciate you tuning in, enjoying this time with me. And I just want to remind everybody this usually is the Socialist Alternative Radio Hour with Jeff, and that show will be continuing all through the summer during this time slot. However, I'm filling in today because he had something going on. Before we go, we got to get one more thing done. We got to do a PSA. Take it away, Matt.
Yep. So coming into the summer here, you kids out of school, you might want to be celebrating your hard work's 4 years or five in some cases.
Yeah.
In that case, if you want to throw a house party, this is what you should know about it. Thinking of throwing a house party? Well, if you're a part of the Somerville or Medford communities, then it is imperative that you're a responsible host. As a host, you can help maintain community relations by controlling the noise and behavior of your guests. It is also important to provide snacks and non-alcoholic beverages for your guests, and to remind guests to alternate alcoholic and non-alcoholic beverages. Finally, remember it is illegal to provide alcohol to individuals that are under 21 years old. Such behavior can lead to a fine up to $2,000, as well as up to a year in jail.
Wow.
This message is brought to you by the Somerville Cares About Prevention. Find us online on Facebook, Twitter, and www.somervillema.gov/SCAP. SCAP.
Wow. SCAP. Thanks for that, Matt.
Yeah.
Also, I wanted to give a quick shout out to a friend of mine is currently in a really cool play in Cambridge in Central Square. It's called Strange News. Well, that's the name of the production company. It's called California Guignol. It's at Studio 550 in Central Square. Gonna give a little information about it. First of all, gotta give a content warning. Show's very violent. If that's something that might upset you, or you know, you want more information on, you know, look into it. But it's supposed to be a cool show. If you're an edgy, fun person that likes things like that. Not a whole lot of information on that, though. Can you give me more, Matt?
I believe
I was reading off something, and it was like very sparse. All it had was that warning on it. It's like, how do you expect people to go see a play if all they know about it is that it's really violent?
Yeah, it's
give us a little plot summary.
It's a little strange. So it's at 8 p.m. tonight. It's at Studio 550, like you said. That's 550 Mass Ave in Cambridge. California dreams turn to nightmares in new adaptations of Oscar Wilde's Salome. Well, I'm not a theater person, James, but you know. Anyways, Salome and Mary Shelley's Frankenstein. But
so it's like a hybrid two literary works. That sounds very interesting.
Set in present day Silicon Valley, and then it goes in a little more detail. But yeah, it's gonna be $15 APM. And there's two acts, one about Frankenstein and one with Salome, so, yeah.
Very interesting.
Yeah.
I'm sure people are very familiar with the Frankenstein plot, but if you are not familiar with Salome, it is a remake of a French play, but it's by Oscar Wilde, and it's basically tells the biblical story of Salome. Who, to her stepfather's dismay, but to the delight of her mother, requests the head of John the Baptist on a silver platter as a reward for dancing the Dance of the Seven Veils.
Mm.
So it's a hybrid between that and Frankenstein. That'll be real interesting. It'll be a little scary.
Is that in the Old Testament, James?
Ooh, good question.
I'm not as familiar with the Old, I feel like.
New Testament, John the Baptist. That was your context clue.
Wow, John. Yeah.
Anyway, we got one more song for you. We appreciate you tuning in. Check out the play. Check out Graduation Day. Check out the Art Center. Check out all the stuff we talked about today. And enjoy this last song. It's called Augustine. It's by Blood Orange. And it's a good one.